Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The White House meeting between President Trump and the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu may have been the deciding factor for President Trump to fire his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. That's the headline. In a moment, David Dolan will come to this broadcast table to give us more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, the Prime Minister met with the President there at the White House, Prime Minister Netanyahu. They met together. They talked about a number of things, the Iranian nukes, the Middle East peace, the U.S. troops in Syria, what's happening, and even Prime Minister Netanyahu invited Donald Trump to come and join him for the inauguration of the U.S. Embassy on May the 14th there in Jerusalem. Very important meeting for the Prime Minister, was it not?
Yes, he's now become officially the most visited to Washington foreign leader. He's met with President Trump 5 times in just the first year and couple months of the new administration, so that's quite remarkable. Jimmy, this was especially important because of the developments in Syria and in the north that we've been discussing the past few weeks. Still high military tension there. This week, the report that the Russians are massing forces east of the Euphrates River in territory that the U.S. has basically controlled exclusively for the past couple years and where most of the anti-Assad forces supported by America and others are located. And of course, we had the Iranian drone into the Golan. We had an Israeli aircraft shot down. We had Israel going in and destroying almost half of Syria's anti-missile ballistic systems. So a lot going on, and very important that these two leaders would meet to discuss these pressing issues. The warmth between them is obvious. They seem to really listen to each other. And President Trump did indicate that he would try, make every effort to be at the new U.S. Embassy opening on May 14th of this year. Hebrew calendar celebrations a little bit earlier, actually, in late April. Special time indeed, and a special relationship, and one that's critical to Israel's stability in the region, particularly as the Iranians continue to expand their power and influence all over the area.
David Dolan reporting on the White House meeting between Trump and Netanyahu. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The White House meeting between President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu may well have been the factor to help President Trump decide to fire his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. The Israeli Prime Minister has always said that the Iranian nuclear deal was bad for the entire world. The White House meeting between these two world leaders on the agenda, Iran. Netanyahu's only advice would have been destroy the Iranian nuclear deal, which, by the way, fits into the prophetic scenario found in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, where Iran is mentioned as Persia. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...